Welcome to the podcast. My name is David Shannon, and these are the chats I wish I could have had with someone as I've created life as a full-time musician. If you're on that road and you need a friend, or you need to hear the same stories and struggles that you're going through from another human's mouth, you're in the right place. Connect with me at davidshannon.com and let's move you into that space where you're really thriving and sharing your gifts with the world. Let's go. Hey team, welcome to this week's podcast. It's the first podcast I'm doing standing, bizarrely. Don't know why I'm telling you that, but here we go. I'm also aware that my camera battery is low, so we're going to make this short and snappy, but I wanted to share in this podcast the importance of having a vision, of having some sort of goal, some sort of dream. And I can't I can't describe how important this is, and I haven't always done it. It hasn't always been something I've focused on, but there's been certain times and specific times that I have focused very clearly on a desire, a wish, a dream, a goal. We can call it what you like. I'm going to say a vision, and I've been using the word vision a little bit more recently. I think it's changed for me from kind of writing goals. Goals, I always felt there was a lot of weight to a goal for me. Like, I have to achieve this, and like, oh my gosh, if I set it and I fail, there was a lot of energy, a lot of charge on that word for me. Not sure why, just was. But I feel like a vision is something, I still predominantly keep these things to myself, but I can get a bit more creative with it. And a vision for me is writing out, what would I like to be doing? And I'm not going to share it verbatim, it's nicely written down in my book, but I am here in Bali recording an album because it's something that I enjoyed picturing. Like, what would be nice this year, you know, in 2024? What would I like to do? And it's genuinely bizarre the times that those things have come through for me, and I've allowed myself to just feel into it a little bit, to enjoy it, and to kind of go, okay, what what might that look like? What would have to happen for that to happen? And I want to share a little bit of this Bali recording journey with you, because leading up to, some of you may know if you've seen videos and things like that, but some of you also may not. I had some money from a gig come in, and I was like, right, I'm going to use that just in total to book my flight to Bali. So again, created a little vision. I wanted to stop gigging for a while. I wanted to focus on doing my own music. I wanted to give my voice time to rest and be in a good space. Ditch doing some of the louder just the shows where by default habit over time I've been shouting and, you know, not using great habits and technique. So give myself space to actually create and look at things a little bit differently. And I just jotted down the vibe of that. I felt a calling, a kind of nudge to come to Bali. I don't even know why at this point. People keep asking me, like, was there a producer you're going to work with over there? I'm like, nope, just got a nudge to come over here and do this. So who knows, I followed that. But also leading up to coming over here, I had some money put aside for the trip essentially. And I suddenly realized not long before that to do what I wanted to do, to record and do the tracking myself and have the freedom to create and play with ideas, I actually needed to totally upgrade basically buy a new laptop, because again, not super relevant, but I was running two different computers, both with not great computing power. And the one that had decent computer power was a like a desktop, so I would have needed to bring a screen and all sorts. Again, possible, not really the most ideal scenario, but I just think it's funny. A lot of things moved for me in the last couple of weeks before coming to Bali, including, you know, sorting out a new laptop, and with a vision, with a goal, you'll move to do things very differently than without one. And because I made that commitment to book my flight there, some of you actually know the story, I hadn't actually booked any other flights until about 2 weeks before the trip. I planted that first one as like, I'm going, it's happening. So yeah, that's another interesting story in itself. But the purpose of this podcast is really to just say and film this. I realize the sun is disappearing, so I might have to edit the video version of this for you to so you can still see my beautiful face. But I wanted to record it while I'm here to say that there was lots of interesting hurdles for me, and I know I've kind of like touched them very lightly. They were challenging for me, they may not be for the next person, but essentially that threw my budget out of this trip is basically what I was saying in terms of sorting gear and that sort of thing. And it actually made me quite nervous coming over. Just that is what it is. But the beautiful thing being here now and watching everything unfold, and as I've relaxed and just allowed everything to show up as it's needed to, or however it's played out, it has all played out beautifully, and you know, you just take the next step. But if I had not, when that kind of nudge or vision came through of something I wanted to do, which is be over here recording, if I'd not really written that down and played with it a bit, like, what would that look like? What would that feel like? And I referred to it a couple of times. But it's like, without that, without spending the time, and for, you really have to take a step away, because most of us choose like a minor improvement on life currently, because we can see steps to how it's going to happen. We can see a path to how it's going to happen. So to wrap up this video and keep it short for today's podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to stop listening. You can stop now if you want. Stop listening to this podcast and just let yourself be playful, let yourself be fun, let yourself just dream and enjoy what it might feel like to create something that is a vision for you, that is a dream, a goal. You can use whatever word feels good for you. But write down, and I recommend writing it down, write down some of the things around it. Like, what sort of if you're going to do a traveling thing, what sort of accommodation are you going to do? What's it going to be like not having to do gigs, you know, not having to do shows? Oh, for me, that just felt like, oh, that would be so nice for a while. And I'm sorry to say that is my camera turning off. So I'm going to wrap up this podcast on that. If you're watching, you will no longer see me. But thanks for tuning in, and happy writing down your visions. And I would love to hear from you in the future as those pan out. See you later.